From the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá. 9. Now is the time for you to divest yourselves of the garment of attachment to this world that perisheth, to be wholly severed from the physical world, become heavenly angels, and travel to these countries. 10. With hearts overflowing with the love of God, with tongues commemorating the mention of God, with eyes turned to the kingdom of God, they must deliver the glad tidings of the manifestation of the Lord of hosts to all the people. Know ye of a certainty that whatever gathering ye enter, the waves of the Holy Spirit are surging over it, and the heavenly grace of the Blessed Beauty encompasseth that gathering. 11. The aim is this. The intention of the teacher must be pure, his heart independent, his spirit attracted, his thought at peace, his resolution firm, his magnanimity exalted, and in the love of God a shining torch. Should he become as such, his sanctified breath will even affect the rock, otherwise there will be no result whatsoever. As long as a soul is not perfected, how can he efface the defects of others? Unless he is detached from aught else save God, how can he teach severance to others? 12. Rest ye assured in the confirmations of the Merciful and the assistances of the Most High. Become ye sanctified above and purified from this world and the inhabitants thereof. Suffer your intention to become for the good of all. Cut your attachment to the earth, and like unto the essence of the Spirit, become ye light and delicate. Then with a firm resolution, a pure heart, a rejoiced spirit, and an eloquent tongue, engage your time in the promulgation of the divine principles. 13. The believers of God must become self-sacrificing, and like unto the candles of guidance, become ignited. Should they show forth such a magnanimity, it is assured that they will obtain universal divine confirmations. The heavenly cohorts will reinforce them uninterruptedly, and a most great victory will be obtained. 14. O ye believers of God, be not concerned with the smallness of your numbers, neither be oppressed by the multitude of an unbelieving world. 5 grains of wheat will be endued with heavenly blessing, whereas 1,000 tons of tares will yield no results or effect. 1 fruitful tree will be conducive to the life of society, whereas 1,000 forests of wild trees offer no fruits. The plain is covered with pebbles, but precious stones are rare. 1 pearl is better than 1,000 wildernesses of sand, especially this pearl of great price, which is endowed with divine blessing. Ere long, thousands of other pearls will be born from it. When that pearl associates and becomes the intimate of the pebbles, they also all change into pearls. Rest ye not, seek ye no composure, attach not yourselves to the luxuries of this ephemeral world. Free yourselves from every attachment, and strive with heart and soul to become fully established in the kingdom of God. Gain ye the heavenly treasures. Day by day become ye more illumined. Draw ye nearer and nearer unto the threshold of oneness. Become ye the manifestors of spiritual favours and the dawning places of infinite lights. As regards the teachers, they must completely divest themselves from the old garments and be invested with a new garment. According to the statement of Christ, they must attain to the station of rebirth, that is, whereas in the first instance they were born from the womb of the mother, this time they must be born from the womb of the world of nature. Just as they are now totally unaware of the experiences of the fetal world, they must also forget entirely the defects of the world of nature. They must be baptized with the water of life, the fire of the love of God, and the breaths of the Holy Spirit. Be satisfied with little food, but take a large portion from the heavenly table. They must disengage themselves from temptation and covetousness, and be filled with the Spirit. Through the effect of their pure breath, they must change the stone into the brilliant ruby and the shell into the pearl. Like unto the cloud of vernal shower, they must transform the black soil into the rose garden and orchard. They must make the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the extinguished one enkindled and set aglow, and the dead quickened. 15. O thou maidservant of God, whenever thou art intending to deliver a speech, turn thy face toward the kingdom of Abha, and with a heart detached begin to talk. The breaths of the Holy Spirit will assist thee. 16. By the Lord of the kingdom, if one arise to promote the word of God with a pure heart, overflowing with the love of God and severed from the world, the Lord of hosts will assist him with such a power as will penetrate the core of the existent beings. 17. Under all conditions, the message must be delivered, but with wisdom. If it be not possible openly, it must be done quietly. The friends should be engaged in educating the souls and should become instruments in aiding the world of humanity to acquire spiritual joy and fragrance. For example, if every one of the friends, believers, were to establish relations of friendship and right dealings with one of the negligent souls, associate and live with him with perfect kindliness, and meanwhile, through good conduct and moral behaviour, lead him to divine instruction, to heavenly advice and teachings, surely he would gradually arouse that negligent person and would change his ignorance into knowledge. Souls are liable to estrangement. Such methods should be adopted that the estrangement should be first removed. Then the word will have effect. If one of the believers be kind to one of the negligent ones, and with perfect love should gradually make him understand the reality of the cause of God in such a way that the latter should know in what manner the religion of God hath been founded and what its object is, doubtless he will become changed. Excepting abnormal souls who are reduced to the state of ashes and whose hearts are like stones, yea, even harder. 18. If thou wishest to guide the souls, it is incumbent on thee to be firm to be good and to be imbued with praiseworthy attributes and divine qualities under all circumstances. Be a sign of love, a manifestation of mercy, a fountain of tenderness, kind-hearted, good to all and gentle to the servants of God, and especially to those who bear relation to thee, both men and women. Bear every ordeal that befalleth thee from the people, and confront them not save with kindness, with great love and good wishes. 19. The teacher, when teaching, must be himself fully enkindled, so that his utterance, like unto a flame of fire, may exert influence and consume the veil of self and passion. He must also be utterly humble and lowly, so that others may be edified, and be totally self-effaced and evanescent, so that he may teach with the melody of the concourse on high. Otherwise, his teaching will have no effect. 20. When the friends do not endeavour to spread the message, they fail to remember God befittingly, and will not witness the tokens of assistance and confirmation from the Abha kingdom, nor comprehend the divine mysteries. However, when the tongue of the teacher is engaged in teaching, he will naturally himself be stimulated, will become a magnet, attracting the divine aid and bounty of the kingdom, and will be like unto the bird at the hour of dawn, which itself becometh exhilarated by its own singing, its warbling, and its melody. 21. In accordance with the divine teachings in this glorious dispensation, we should not belittle anyone and call him ignorant, saying, "You know not, but I know." Rather, we should look upon others with respect, and when attempting to explain and demonstrate, we should speak as if we are investigating the truth, saying, "Here these things are before us. Let us investigate to determine where and in what form the truth can be found." The teacher should not consider himself as learned and others ignorant. Such a thought breedeth pride, and pride is not conducive to influence. The teacher should not see in himself any superiority. He should speak with the utmost kindliness, lowliness, and humility, for such speech exerteth influence and educateth the souls. 22. It is at such times that the friends of God avail themselves of the occasion, seize the opportunity, rush forth and win the prize. If their task is to be confined to good conduct and advice, nothing will be accomplished. They must speak out, expound the proofs, set forth clear arguments, draw irrefutable conclusions, establishing the truth of the manifestation of the Sun of Reality. 23. When a speaker's brow shineth with the radiance of the love of God at the time of his exposition of a subject, and he is exhilarated with the wine of true understanding, he becometh the centre of a potent force which, like unto a magnet, will attract the hearts. This is why the expounder must be in the utmost enkindlement. 24. Speak, therefore, speak out with great courage at every meeting. When you are about to begin your address, turn first to Baha'u'llah and ask for the confirmations of the Holy Spirit. Then open your lips and say whatever is suggested to your heart. this, however, with the utmost courage, dignity, and conviction. 25. As to his question about the permissibility of promulgating the divine teachings without relating them to the Most Great Name, you should answer, "This blessed name hath an effect on the reality of things. If these teachings are spread without identifying them with this holy name, they will fail to exert an abiding influence in the world. The teachings are like the body, and this holy name is like the spirit. It imparteth life to the body. It causeth the people of the world to be aroused from their slumber." 26. The teaching work should, under all conditions, be actively pursued by the believers, because divine confirmations are dependent upon it. Should a Baha'i refrain from being fully, vigorously, and wholeheartedly involved in the teaching work, he will undoubtedly be deprived of the blessings of the Abha kingdom. Even so, this activity should be tempered with wisdom, not that wisdom which requireth one to be silent and forgetful of such an obligation, but rather that which requireth one to display divine tolerance, love, kindness, patience, a goodly character, and holy deeds. In brief, encourage the friends individually to teach the cause of God and draw their attention to this meaning of wisdom mentioned in the writings, which is itself the essence of teaching the faith. But all this to be done with the greatest tolerance, so that heavenly assistance and divine confirmation may aid the friends. 27. The friends of God should weave bonds of fellowship with others and show absolute love and affection towards them. These links have a deep influence on people, and they will listen. When the friends sense receptivity to the word of God, they should deliver the message with wisdom. They must first try and remove any apprehensions in the people they teach. In fact, every one of the believers should choose one person every year and try to establish ties of friendship with him, so that all his fear would disappear. Only then, and gradually, must he teach that person. This is the best method. 28. Follow thou the way of thy Lord, and say not that which the ears cannot bear to hear, for such speech is like luscious food given to small children. However palatable, rare, and rich the food may be, it cannot be assimilated by the digestive organs of a suckling child. Therefore, unto every one who hath a right, let his settled measure be given. Not everything that a man knoweth can be disclosed, nor can everything that he can disclose be regarded as timely, nor can every timely utterance be considered as suited to the capacity of those who hear it. Such is the consummate wisdom to be observed in thy pursuits. Be not oblivious thereof, if thou wishest to be a man of action under all conditions. First, diagnose the disease and identify the malady. Then prescribe the remedy, for such is the perfect method of the skillful physician. 29. Do not argue with anyone, and be wary of disputation. Speak out the truth. If your hearer accepteth, the aim is achieved. If he is obdurate, you should leave him to himself and place your trust in God. Such is the quality of those who are firm in the covenant. 30. In this day, every believer must concentrate his thoughts on teaching the faith. O loved ones of God, each one of the friends must teach at least one soul each year. This is everlasting glory. This is eternal grace.